Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Tony. Pitching for the New York Giants, Fred Tony. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Kelleher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Krug. Bancroft moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. Rawlings moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelleher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngs for the out. Rawlings moves to third. Musial moves to second. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngs throws the ball into Rawlings, who tags Hollocker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tony fields it and throws to third for the out. Barber moves to second. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug bunts towards the mound. Tony fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Frisch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from O'Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mysel for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kelly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony is 0-for-1 in the game. Tony hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Rawlings applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-0 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Meisel. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony is 0-for-2 in the game. Tony hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terry fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. Robertson moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-2 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to third. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a pop-up towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelleher fields the ball and throws to Alexander covering. Safe. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Musel steals second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Terry who tags Youngs, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Frisch scores. Musel scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tony fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Fred Tony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tony is 0-for-3 in the game. Tony hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelleher has Snyder trapped. There's the throw to O'Farrell and over to Krug, who tags Snyder for the out. Bancroft moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg pinch runs for Cliff Heathcote. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-3 in the game. Meisel bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Freiberg moves to second. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freiberg scores. It's 3-1. Giants. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive towards third. Frisch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Stuland now pitching. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Frisch bunts towards first. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first, with Stuland covering, for the out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Cunningham now playing center field. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.